Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Hey, everybody. It's Johnny B here.
It's 5 o'clock up in here.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, cool. Well, Johnny B, let's roll on down to Freeport
now. Let's keep
on
rolling.
Let's go talk to old Jeff Naylor, see what he's up to this morning. Jeff, what's happening?
What's going on, Captain Mick? How you doing?
Not a lot, man. Not a lot.
Yeah, buddy. We're down here. We're getting all ready to blast out today. I think we're going to do a little shorter trip than expected, but man, you know, fish ain't gonna hook themselves. You know, you gotta get out there and get them, you know.
Yeah, you do. What are seas this morning? They're saying 3.5. What is that, inside the boat or on the outside?
Yeah,
that 3.5, man. That, hey, maybe every once in a while you might find one.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that sounds more like a 4 or 5 foot day.
Yeah, it does. Four to six is to me.
That's a fact. We had a couple guys blast off. Of course, I sent you that picture earlier. You know, for those who got out.
That was a big old who. What was that, 86, 87-pound who?
Yeah, it was about 85. And that one there, that helped those guys out a lot in our little tournament. It's coming down to the wire here. I mean, we got
they bunching up.
They trying, you know, it's going to be a tight race. The leader, Tenacity, they're heavy. They're about 228 total for three fish.
Whoa, right? Three fish, that's strong.
That's strong, and where it is, they're going to slack off a little bit this week due to some other stuff. And so, yeah, everybody's trying to jockey up there real quick. And we had three guys take off last night, and let me tell you, they sent me some pictures going out, and I'm not so much sure that the boat was on the water as it was under the water. It was dicey at best.
Boy,
you know? Yeah,
you young guys can have that crap, man. I'm done with that. Those days are done for me.
Hey, you know, I tell you, that's not you know, I turn around, I promise you, I ease back like you're talking about earlier on the show. I mean, you know, I ease back on those straws a little bit. I don't need them that bad, you know. But I think two of them made it out. One guy made it out early. I think he caught it right before that hard east wind started blowing real hard and made it all dicey. So he's floating out there. One guy turned around, and the other folks, I think, went down south. And they ought to be a little better off with that east wind pushing hard like this. So, but, you know, the flower garden is kind of slacking off a little bit. You know, of course, they're still out there, but, you know, they're a little bit more few and far between. Man, and that good water temperature, that 41, 42 degree water keeps pushing it closer and closer. You know, if it was me blasting out there trying to get some of those big old dirty silver things, you know, I would probably stay in the 300, 350 depth.
Yeah.
You know, you never know them. They come in, those big girls, they like to come in close too. You know, I think a lot of folks blast out real far. And like talked about before, you might drive right over them, you know, if you're not careful.
I'm looking at the garden banks right now, and it's kind of east-southeast at 9 out there. The farther out you go, the better it gets. Now back over to the west, over there, that west Gulf of Mexico buoy, it's showing 18. But the strongest winds, you know, kind of along the coast this morning, once you get offshore, it dies down to 13 and 14. But it's still, I know Mother Gulf's probably rolling a little bit.
You bet. Ain't nothing like being out there 125 miles, 130 miles, and all you can see is some white caps on the top.
That's just not for me. I wasn't cut out for that.
Oh, all in daylight offshore, guys, you know.
And maybe Popeye, but not me, baby.
That's right. I know you guys put in some work, though, on some of those good tournaments. You know, there's a big old pot to fetch at the end of it, you know, man.
I know.
You know.
We've all done some stupid stuff in tournaments.
That's right. That's right.
Looking for the big prize, baby. Want that big check.
That's it.
Risk life and limb for a paycheck.
You bet. Sad part is the paycheck probably barely pays for the fuel and all the gear you're going to lose, you know.
Well, you got to have that paycheck so you can fix everything on your boat that's torn off of it.
That's right. You're absolutely right about that, man. And I think we're going to, like I said, I think we're going to stay in 30-mile range. Man, I tell you what, Sharky, they put some hurting on those Jack Cavells. You know,
did you see that school of nasty jacks? I mean, that had to be an acre of jackfish. Oh, that's nasty.
Man, I tell you what, talk about some fun with some customers, though. Holy cow.
Oh, it was a meltdown. Man. Everybody in the boat had a bowed rod, man.
Well, I tell you what, that's unreal. We might ding around and try to find some of those and, just stay around in close probably a little bit.
You know what that reminded me of? Back in the 80s and early 90s, we'd have herds of reds like that in Trinity Bay. We'd have 10 schools on top doing that at one time.
Wow.
Running over the boat and everything else. I got videos of that. I got videos of trout jumping out of the water, eating shad, hitting the side of my boat and stuff. Pretty bizarre.
Wow. Where does a man find a video like that from you, Mickey?
Well, I just have a copy of it. This guy made it on VHS. It was terrible video and audio because all the wind was blowing. It was rough, but you can pretty much tell what's going on. It was mass panic, pandemonium. Everybody in the boat, bowed up, and fish flying everywhere and running over the boat. And I did have a guy convert it over to a CD for me so I can just, you know, have it in my library. That way they can show it at my funeral or something. So see how good that guy used to look? Now he's dead.
Man.
He's all curled up in a casket now. Oh, boy.
That's why you're a legend, Mickey. That's why.
That's what you do at a funeral. You celebrate the person's life. Don't come up there and cry and all that. Hey, man, think of the good times, how good it
was. That's right. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and, man, I'm kind of praying and hoping that this coronavirus don't affect our charter business here. I mean, you know, we talk a lot about, helping out local businesses and, restaurants and things like that are closed. But I tell you what, charter guys and, you know, as well as anybody else, man, I mean, sometimes it is rough to pay the bills, you know what I mean? And you get slowed down in your peak season and they can really...
Oh, it'll crush you, man.
Yeah, so...
Hey, I've been through the best and the worst of it in 40 years. I've seen some really bad times and... you know, like the oil market crash back in 87. I mean, your calendar is completely full for the year, and then all of a sudden, all your bookings just disappear. And you can't get them back. Once they're gone, that's it. And,
that's it.
You know, we've been through freezes, two big ones, and oil spills where they've closed the bay down, and now all this other stuff we went through last year with ITC and then the reformate barge collision with a ship and where they shut the bay down and just... You know, you just can't get those days back, buddy.
That's it. You know, so if anybody's out there, you know, keep that in mind if you're going to book a trip this summer, you know. All of us guys are going to go out there and work as hard as we can and do the best we can for.
Well, y'all are a small business, too. You know, it's part of it.
Oh, yeah. You're not kidding. You know, I talked to Mark Holland last night over there in Sargent's Matagorda. He said they closed down a lot of those boat ramps over there. And I don't want to say which ones or what, you know, we didn't get into detail, but he said it's going to be dicey for the first couple of months here just to see what, see if all this stuff kind of blows over, you know.
But yeah, I know they're wanting to send people money, you know, per household and person and family and all that, but it just, that's a Band-Aid's all it really is. It's not going to, it ain't going to make or break anybody.
No, sir.
That's not going to be enough to help out because, you know, somebody that makes a living and, I mean, that's pocket change.
Right. Yeah, especially, you know, when you count on that 2-3 month span there to make, you know, 80% of your
income.
Salary.
Yes, sir. Well, hopefully we can get this behind us for all you guys with the big money invested in your business, that offshore stuff, man. You know, hopefully we can get all this behind us for snapper season. It'll all be back to normal by then, hopefully.
That's right, man. We all got faith. We all got faith, and, you know.
I'm like you, man. You got to look at the positive side of it. I mean, it's I just don't like that negative approach to it. Sometimes you just got to face the inevitable and face reality, but, you know, we're just going through something we've never been through before, and why not hope for the best?
That's it. You're absolutely right. You know, fishing's always going to be there. It'll be hot when you get back, or, you know, if you go now, it'll be hot now. So it's but we're going to have fun regardless. You know that, Mickey. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We're just going to keep one foot in front of the other. You know what I mean?
That's it. Nose to the grindstone.
That's it. You know, I got to take a group out last week, sword fishing. It was pretty dicey on Sunday, and we stuck one, lost them right at the boat, of course.
Oh,
man, I tell you what, those guys are gonna go, they're gonna take it to a whole nother level. You know, they are just all excited about that stuff. So man, I'm kind of excited to see what comes about, you know, little information I gave them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're just going to continue doing stuff like that, you know, and we're still catching wahoo and all that good stuff. So it is what it is, man.
Well.
Yeah. So.
Good luck today, man. You're going to have I don't even know what to tell you you're going to have. You're just going to have to wait till you bust out through and get out there in old Mother Guff and do your thing, man.
That's it, you know. We got a also one thing I want to mention. We got a you know, we always do a lot of donating and stuff like that. STSL, we got teamed up with a group called Southern Outdoor Dreams. They take disabled kids and wounded veterans out and stuff, and they're making a real big push. I know they're doing a Veterans Day down in Matagorda, and Southern Outdoor Dreams trying to put on a second one, and so. If anybody's out there that just as much as going to their Facebook page and liking their Facebook page or something like that, that'd help out tremendously with those guys. And
what's it called again? Southern Outdoor Dreams.
Southern Outdoor Dreams, yes, sir.
Okay.
And man, a great group of parents and kids, and they do some incredible things, and, you know, it's all inspiring to see some of those folks, you know, just some of those kids come back with smiles. It's just unreal, you know. So hopefully we've been going back and forth trying to manage some kind of a fishing trip for some of them. It's a little more difficult on that boat. It is, they do hunting and fishing both. So,
right.
You know, they're kind of – it's easier to do the kids on the hunting thing, but we're trying to get them going fishing and offshore and all that kind of stuff. And of course, the wounded veterans, they can do most anything normally. Great group, though. And we're really trying to help them out here a little bit so we can get some things going and make their challenges a little easier for them, you know.
I got you. Well, it's worth the effort, every bit of it.
That's it.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you about going fishing or want to check in you on other activities like that, Jeff, throw him a number out so somebody can get a hold of you, man.
You bet, brother. 979-417-1013. Go to our website at stsladventures.com. That's short for South Texas Salt Life Adventures. And you can always visit our Facebook page where we try to post as much as we can and give us some likes, give us some comments, tell me what you want to see, and we're going to do the best we can to get it for you.
All right, bud. Well, Jeff, man, have a good one. Good luck to you today. Be safe most of all, man. Take it easy.
Brother, I appreciate it, Cap. We'll see
all
you
right.
next week.
All right, Jeff. See you, bud. All right, take
it. With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here. All right, that's Captain Jeff Naylor down in Freeport. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 520 in the Bayou City on the Sunday morning. Can't believe it's already the end of the week, man. This week has flown by. It's going by slow for some, but stay busy. You know, a lot to do around the house. Stay out of the crowds and do your thing. Organize your fishing tackle. Try to get on the water if you can. That's my therapy this week. I'm trying to sneak out and stay away from everybody and maybe get a bite or two. You never know. Sure would like to do a week of bass fishing. I just don't have time to get loose and get up there yet. All right. Let's get to our phone lines now, and let's go up to Lake Livingston and talk some more with Harry Detan. We didn't get a lot of time with him yesterday, so I figured I'd call him back this morning and talk about you know, some crappie and all that action. The crappie are starting to bite on Livingston pretty good. Harry, good morning.
Hey, Mickey, how are you this morning?
I'm good, brother. What's going on up there?
Well, you know, we wound up with a pretty quiet day on Livingston yesterday. I mean, just weather-wise, I mean,
yeah,
it turned off a little bit rainy and everything else, so... we did have a few people up. There was a few people crappie fishing and stuff, but I'm kind of waiting for, I think the temperature is supposed to be back up in the high 80s, something like that.
Yeah, you ought to get up to at least 82 to 85 up there on the high ground tomorrow, the way it's looking. It's
yeah.
A quick turnaround. We got that southerly flow coming back, so it's going to warm up nicely.
That's going to be good, you know, I mean. I think yesterday was about 50 degrees, and I guarantee you, Mickey, it, with all the moisture around, it did feel cold.
It did. It was chilly in that wind yesterday. When I'd go outside, it was light jacket weather again all of a sudden.
that just really kind of put the kibosh on everything. But, you know, this past week, Mickey, I tell you, I've seen some really, really good fishing. I mean, the crappie, everything just seemed to pick up and go.
Crappie and catfish, it's time, man.
Yeah, it sure did. You know, and now, also, I've got my pecan trees are budding out, so that
mine, is... Mine popped down here on the coast last week. They've been popped for about 10 days now.
You know, I've found out that, you know, the pecan trees and my crepe myrtles go just about the same time that a pecan tree does.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have a thing on the crepe myrtles. I don't think I had. I know I didn't have nothing on Friday. And I was going down through there, and I looked at one Saturday, and it looked, I mean, they just... completely started to leaf out, you know, where we'd cut them
off
and everything.
Well, those are trees that won't get they won't get fooled. That's a pretty good telltale sign there will not be another frost.
So I'm really looking forward to that. I mean, we did, you know, we've probably got an inch and a half of rain. And also, you know, that was, we kind of needed a little bit, but I don't think we really needed an inch and a half, but you could see the water puddles and everything. It was full of pine pollen. I'm hoping it works a bunch of that pine pollen out there, out of the trees and stuff. But you know, I was just sitting here looking at this map, and they got, well, this map says they got 1.42 inches over at like Wolf Creek, and they got a slightly over an inch at the dam, and then Livingston it got just a little bit under an inch, and I know at Pinwall my gauge at least had a total of an inch and a half in it.
Yeah.
But you know, and then going on up the river, you know, they you know, it was scattered like that, you know, anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to maybe an inch and a half of rain going up. So that was a pretty good little old general rain. The lake water here on Livingston, I mean, is in great shape. You know, Kickapoo's been a little bit muddy here lately, and it's not the rain that we got. I think that one storm, you know, I think that's coming down into Kickapoo, and I think that was what last week
when
that storm barely missed us here. But you know, they've got the release all jacked up. They're letting out around 18,000 cubic feet a second, and you know, in the lake, you know, I think it's about 3/4 of a foot up.
Yeah, it's still rising. Yesterday it was a half a foot, and today it's 3/4 of a foot.
Yeah, so it's not bad anyway. And I tell you what, you know, if when the water rises on Livingston, the fishing always improves. If it's steady or
right.
If it's rising, it's good. But I guarantee you, if it goes to fall, things shut down pretty well. But you know what I've seen so far this spring is, especially on the crappie, I think this is the best run of crappie we've had on this lake probably in a couple of 2 or 3 years. And last year we didn't really have nothing. I mean, there was some fish caught, but you know, it's kind of like going to the dentist and pulling teeth. This year I think we've probably got into maybe like a recycle. Last year was so terribly bad, you know, and it was so tough with all the rain we'd had and the ups and downs in the lake, you know. I mean, there just wasn't a lot of fishing. And so hopefully if things are recycled and everything else, and it looks like we're off to a real good start. I mean, at least for the fishing, heck, you know, if this virus keeps on going around, we may recycle us another year. I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen. They're kind of holding things down and restricting people where they can and where they can't go and everything else, which I guess is a good deal. I mean, because nobody wants to get sick. I know that.
So, no.
Anyway, I figured out of all these years, every year is different. So there's no two of them alike, you know. But it'll be all right. I mean, they've been catching some good black bass here up in the creek or here on the lake. We're having a really pretty good springtime run of it, you know. So if we can, that'll give some. I hope the whites come on real good this year. I mean, you know, right now I don't know exactly where the whites is. The shad started running about at least 3 weeks earlier than what they.
Them whites ought to be behind them shad, man.
They ought to be. But, you know, if you look, March is a good month for them to be up towards Lock and Dam, you know. And But the groceries are showing up down here, so they ought to be down here with them. I mean,
and I suspect they would. I'll probably this week. I'll figure it out.
Well, they'll just show up. They'll go nuts all at one time. You know how they are.
Yeah, they will. But I had a friend. He was fishing on the, well, I believe it was Sabine, and he had some really nice whites there last week and all. But they'll pop up and do pretty good here pretty soon. And all it's everything up here. You know, I mean, that rain that we had, it's, you know, it's not going to mess up the lake at all. We, you know, this lake water, you know, for Livingston's even got a nice green look to it. And
yeah.
Decent clarity to it.
Well, it's so, just been on a slow rise, you know. It's just not a big old flood, and that's good. Like you were saying, the fish like that slow rise like that. And so yeah, maybe this will help.
Yeah. Well, it should be good. I don't know what today's going to be like, you know. I mean, my gosh, I'll tell you what, Mickey, if you come through Livingston today or tomorrow, and if you need a pound of rice, you better bring it with you. You ain't going to find it in Livingston. You ain't going to find a pin old bean, or you're not going to find any rice, or, and heaven knows, you know, I've been thinking about trying to maybe give a roll of toilet paper with every fill up on my boats out here on the gasoline end of it, but I can't find the toilet paper to give away, you know.
No, it's, I mean, I've never seen anything like this. Pretty crazy, man.
I hadn't been to the grocery store that well, not very often, and I went the other day, and I hadn't been there in, you know, 5 or 6 days since all this blew up, and went in there, and I said, my God, those stores are emptier than they ever was during any of the hurricanes.
I'm telling you.
There was nothing.
Never seen nothing like it. Just absolutely crazy.
The day I went in there it was fairly early in the morning. I mean, they had fresh meat out, and they had bread, and they had pickles and barbecue sauce, but they didn't. There was the whole canned good aisle was empty. The aisle that they have the pasta and beans and rice on, it was empty. And my gosh,
That's what your media does for this country. They've got everybody in panic mode, scared to death, man. I've been to the store twice, and I swore I wouldn't go back again. I can live a long time what I got around the house. So, I've never seen it. Well, I've yet to see a loaf of bread or water or toilet paper, paper towels, anything on shelves. Yeah. And it all the meat cases just totally empty. You couldn't even find a chicken wing in any of the times I've been.
Well,
on this is just nuts. Absolutely.
The
nuts.
Day I went in there, I mean, they had plenty of bread. That aisle was full.
Yeah.
But every other aisle, it was empty, you know what I mean? And
so much for all this gluten-free.
Yeah. Well. But my gosh, I mean, I wanted a box of ice cream salt, and you know they only had one box of ice cream salt. I mean, I don't know what people buy an ice cream salt for, but I use it on my minutes sometimes when they get a little bit soft, you know.
Yeah.
Mainly because it doesn't have iodine in it.
And, right.
Because iodine's not good on minutes. But
all right,
anyway,
Harry.
All right, Mickey.
Well, I got to roll, my friend. Hey, you have all a right. Great Sunday. Somebody wants to come up to Pinwall, give them a number up there at the marina.
Just call us here at Pinwall, and that number is 936-967-4752.
All right, Harry.
Thank you, Mickey. Y'all
enjoy
come
talking
see
to you. See you, buddy. All right,
yes,
take care.
Yes, sir.
All right,
uh-huh.
That's Harry Detan up at Pinwall Campgrounds and Marina there on Lake Livingston.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Right there close down in Alaska.
Well, howdy, folks. How the hell y'all doing? Old Catfish Cooley coming into you live, baby. I've been noticing a lot of people, they talk about my dog will only eat this kind of food or my dog will only eat this kind of food because it costs more. I want to test that out. I got some Mighty dog food. It's a cheaper can. I knew it. They both taste like It don't matter what kind of dog food it is, folks. It just tastes like shit. You don't start cooking those dogs some eggs or give them a fucking steak or something. Y'all be classy, baby. Who take care of your dogs? I love you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. A little Catfish Cooley this early in the morning. That ought to wake the sickos up. We have phone lines available. We're waiting on your call. Hadn't had one yet, but we're waiting patiently. If there's any sickos awake out there that like to talk turkey with us this morning, it is turkey season, by the way. Spring turkey season's opened up, but give us a call up here, 713-572-4610. Yeah, Catfish Cooley, I've seen some pretty raunchy videos. The funniest one of all time, though, is when he tried to swallow all that snuff. Not just like Skoll or anything. I'm talking about real snuff, like the old folks used to do back in the day. I remember I had some old aunts that that's what they did. They did that snuff stuff. I don't, Bull of the Woods, I forget what it was called. It come in a little silver, little can, and they'd lick a match and roll it around in that snuff and then put it in their mouth, and that stuff was nasty. Remember when you hadn't seen them in a while and they'd try to hug you or kiss you, boy, you could smell that old snuff, you just kind of went on around that, but they were definitely glad to see you. Oh, goodness. Now give us a call up here, 713-572-4610. It's Open Line Fun Sunday, Sicko Sunday. You know, talking to some of these guys, you know, hard times, you know, that fall upon small businesses like we're all going through, you know, with all the restaurants and, you know, just every walk of life is being affected by this. Pretty much a shutdown. They come in and just shut your business down. You know, I saw where yesterday hair salons are even shut down, nail salons and hair salons. So hurry up and get to the store. There may be a run on hair dye here before it's over with. Take a little heat off the bread and the toilet paper situation. Some people don't want those gray roots showing. But, no, it's... You know, if you've been in this business a long time like I have and you've seen, well, you thought you had seen it all till now, and it affects everybody with all the layoffs and everything. I know they plan way ahead of time to get their fishing trips in for the year, and then things just go off kilter like this and they have to cancel. I mean, you lose your job, you can't afford a fishing trip. It's not cheap to go fishing, but it's not cheap to be a fishing guide either. Not if you're going to have good equipment and run a decent rig and try to maintain all that, plus make a living for your family. It's not all it's cut out to be. Everybody thinks it's a fun, glamorous life, and it is in ways, but it's still a job, and it's work. And you fall on hard times. It affects everybody throughout the whole system, except for the really wealthy, you know, and it affects them in ways too. But anyway, Is anybody up out there? I can't believe it. We have Reuben up, though. We have one caller. That's a start. Let's get to our phone lines. Let's go to Reuben and see what's up. Reuben, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Oh, we're good, man. What's up?
I just wanted to talk about what I witnessed yesterday at Academy. And if it's happening everywhere else that sells guns, they had a line, people in line just waiting to buy guns, and the ammo shelves are almost empty.
Yeah, that's...
Is this legal right now?
Yeah, it is. I mentioned it on the show last week that ammo sales were up well over 100%, and then it later in the week it jumped to 200. Now I think ammo sales are up 300%, and not to mention, I don't know what the gun sale is, but a lot of you small mom-and-pop gun shops that I like to buy from, they're out. They're out of pistols. They're out of rifles, and it's just crazy. I mean,
that's what I saw. I guess this is all in anticipation of the anticipated crime rate that we're fixing to see because of all this.
Yeah, you think they're, you know, everybody's acting like there may be a zombie apocalypse, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess they're going to be well-armed. What scares me is the people that are buying these guns now are, you know, they've never had guns before, but they're able to put them in their hands and buy ammo for them, and I guess they're getting well prepared. These are, a lot of them were people that kind of really didn't believe in having guns in their house, and now they're buying them too because they can see their handwriting on the wall how bad it could turn just overnight, you know.
Well, I guess that's one thing that the news media is not really focusing on, or I haven't seen it on any of the news yet where they're mentioning, you know, this sudden mass sale of all these weapons in these sporting goods stores. You know, that's just something else that they could take and run with. I'm surprised they haven't, and if they have, I just haven't seen it.
Well,
they tend to try to scare the public as much as they can, and this is just one real easy way for them to do that with just another subject.
Well, they're, you know, most of the mainstream media is anti-gun anyway, anti-Second Amendment, and they probably don't want to promote it any at all. I don't know whether they want to give it good or bad pub, but it is happening. You see it a lot on social media. I mean, lines. I mean, and you look in, the people will take photos of these stores and these, you know, big box stores like Academy and everything, and the ammo shelves are totally empty. The only caliber bullets left on display there are just the ones, you know, that are just weird calibers that nobody has a lot of. You know, I'm sure 9 milli and 45, 40 caliber, 38, 380, all that, just 22.
They're all gone.
Yeah, it's a fiasco.
Yeah. I didn't see much of anything on the ammo shell. I mean, there wasn't much of anything left on there. It was just amazing to me. I just thought about that. You know, I haven't heard anything mentioned about it. But
well, you're the first to bring it up. You know, I brought it up, I think, last week. You know what I was seeing, and kind of the rush on ammo and gun sales. But it is out there. It's prevalent, and a lot of people are talking about it. You know, and I've always, you know, I always have plenty of ammo because, you know, when there's not a crisis like this or anything, you know, I always order bullets because I shoot a lot. And I always keep a good supply of different calibers that, you know, whether it's pistol ammo or rifle ammo for going to the gun range and plinking and having a good time, you know, enjoying a day at the range.
Yeah, I don't think you can have too much ammo. My
grandpa told me that when I was a kid. He said, "Oh, son, always spend your money on buy you some property, some land, because it'll never go down in value, and invest in lead," which he meant bullets. It'll never go down in price either.
Yeah.
Exercise that Second Amendment right, baby.
Yeah. Well, one other thing I just want to talk about. I just got had a 14-foot John boat all welded and I rigged out.
Uh-huh.
My brother's an aluminum welder, and man, he did a fantastic job on the rails for that thing. You know, I call them fallout protection.
Fallout protection, yeah, something to grab.
Yeah, because I mean, on a John boat, especially a small one, you know, they don't have the high sides on them. But I put 1¼-inch aluminum conduit that I bent and cut and fit
right
for this thing to go all the way around the front, higher in the front, and then just, you know, shorter towards the back.
Yeah, so, man, decrease the height of it towards the back,
yeah.
I understand.
Oh,
yeah.
And I got LED lights on that thing, and he built me 2 sponsons to put on the back, and man, I am so proud of how that thing turned out. But it has been about a 4 or 5 month long project, and I'm ready to take it out. I'm just waiting on the right day.
Yeah,
I got an old 1972 refurbished 25 Evinrude on there that runs like a top.
Oh, that's one of the most bulletproof engines ever made by Evinrude,
really?
That little 25. Really? That 25 and 35, man, those
uh-huh.
things have been around forever.
Yeah, well, I mean, I bought this thing from my old guy, and he said that it ran. It just probably had been sitting up for a long time, and just needed a carburetor rebuilt. So I rebuilt that carburetor. Put a whole reseal kit on the lower unit, and, you know, went through it, painted
sure.
it, you know, everything. It looks like brand new, and it runs great.
Purrs like a kitten, doesn't it?
Yet. Yeah, oh, yeah. Got electric start, and...
Oh, you got electric start, man. You got a fancy 25, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm thinking about taking it out to the diversionary canal over in Santa Fe today if the weather
uh-huh.
still operates. At least you take it out and see how it's going to do. I haven't had it on the water, and I want to have a friend of mine that lives on a house out there, and he says there's plenty of fish out there at night anyway.
Yeah.
But I just need to get it out and take it out, and I got it all camo painted.
You're Gucci'd out, man. Got you a nice little
man.
Rig like
I'm
that.
Telling-
And, you know, you can pick your days and go fish for trout and stuff in a rig like that and fish your backwaters and
mm-hmm. It's definitely that kind of boat. It's not a bay boat. You know, you'd have to really pick your days to take something like that out in the bay, and I don't think I want to do that. But
No. You
got
you
Moses
fish.
Lake, Diversionary Canal. You know, you got protected water you can take it in. And
sure.
You know, anybody that has a boat or... has an appreciation for boats like that, they would really get a kick out of this one. It is such a, it turned out to be such a nice rig, and it's all decked out, carpeted. I mean, it's just a one of a kind. It's just, you know, I watch YouTube and I see some of those guys, what they do, and they do some pretty fantastic things. And if I was more techno savvy, I would love to put a video of what I've got here, and it would be very impressive to a lot of people, you know. But I get a lot of compliments on it. The boat ramp, this is the second one I've done, and yeah, it's you know, the wells on that thing are just, I hate to even paint them, they're so pretty. My brother,
I know,
is at that
welder. It makes you appreciate a good welder, man. And it, the tops and towers used to turn out some of the most beautiful aluminum work there. You know, when Bobby Bird had that place, I mean, they did work for me, built leaning post, and I've still got the same standing platform on the front of my Kenner that Bobby built for me a couple of years before he sold out. And excellent work. It'll last forever. That aluminum work like that, it lasts a lifetime, man.
Yeah, and it's not real common that you can find somebody that can weld as pretty as they do. You know,
oh, I know it.
It's a real art. It's an art.
Yes,
but,
it is.
Anyway, I'm going to get out there and try to go wet a hook today. The forecast is iffy today. Rain. I haven't watched.
Yeah, but you know, I've been watching radar, and there's not a lot along the coast. You know, all the heavy stuff is gone. North and east of us. I mean, there's some little spotty showers along the coast. I mean, they're light green, you know,
uh-huh.
like right now there's a little one over by Smith Point and some down around Texas City, but there's nothing heavy at this time. There's one pretty good shower there around just west of Tiki Island there in Galveston. It's got some yellow in it, but
okay, well,
I think
well,
anything
I watched last night.
Anything we see is going to come off the Gulf today, Reuben. You know, it'll come from your south or southeast.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was seeing fog forecasted for this morning, but evidently that blew out too, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything on fog yet. I know that the only fog warnings I've received on my app this morning have been Rockport and down that way.
Okay.
You know, for heavy
dense
fog.
I'm going to take that little 14-footer out there and take it out on its maiden voyage today and see how that little 25.
Yeah, go putt around and enjoy your, your project.
Yeah.
Go fish it. Slam it up, man. Put some slam in it.
All right, I'll do it, man. Catch you
soon. Okay, Reuben. Hey, you have a nice Sunday, man. You have a good one.
You too, bud.
All right, thank you for the call. All right, see you. All right, Reuben was our first caller today. Almost at 6 o'clock. Goodness, sickos are sleeping in, but they are awakening because I'm looking at my board now, and we have some callers to get to after we get through with this top of the hour, our national anthem break, and you know we definitely want to play that for all our good folks in America, and especially our law enforcement and EMS and all the medical people and everything everybody's going through and working around the clock, trying to do the best they can to bail us out of this little crisis we're in right here. But we appreciate it, and can't say enough about them. So people, stay home and don't get anybody sick or get yourself sick so we don't overcrowd these hospitals, and do your part. Do the best you can, and hopefully we can get through all this. I think we will. We're a good, strong country, and that's what Americans do. We're the best.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.